Representation of more than one party in a transaction. Understanding representation and agents' duties are of paramount importance. An agent must always answer questions and assist parties according to their status. Customer or client sales do not always involve two brokers. What happens when a single firm sells one of its own listings? When a broker sells their own listing, we have what is known as an in-house sale. The transaction still has two sides, and we say that the broker is on both the listing and the selling side of the transaction. The diagram to the left shows a typical in-house transaction. In this example, we have Sue as the listing agent and Bill as the selling agent. There is clearly a conflict that must be resolved because broker Bob and all of his agents have a fiduciary duty to represent the best interests of both parties. The conflict exists because both parties are clients, and issues arise when one person, broker Bob, represents the interests of both sides of a transaction. This type of transaction occurs quite often. Agent Bill probably did not have a specific property in mind when he began the property search for buyer Chris. In most cases, the agent will show several properties to a prospective buyer, some listed with the firm and others listed with competing firms. In this case, it turns out that buyer Chris wants to make an offer on seller Steve's property. Recall from our earlier discussion that, under traditional agency rules, all agents of the firm have a fiduciary duty to all clients of the firm. Therefore, because Sue, Megan, and Bill are all agents of broker Bob, they all have the same duty of representation to both seller Steve and buyer Chris. Before we discuss the conflict that exists, let's take a look at compensation in an in-house transaction. Notice that our transaction still has two sides. The major difference is that Acme is on both the listing and selling sides of the transaction. There is no commission split with another broker, so the entire gross compensation is paid to Acme Realty. Broker Bob will pay the listing and selling agents according to their individual arrangements with him. In this example, we are showing a 50-50 division on both the listing and selling sides. However, this is not always the case. A broker can have one plan with one agent and different plans with others. In this transaction, two of Broker Bob's agents earned $5,000 each, and the firm earned $10,000.